Good evening, everybody. Hi, this is Bill Bauman, and this is Thursday. It's the 14th day of May in the amazing year 2015. I know it's an amazing year, but it's not as amazing as you are, actually. So thank you for being here. Donna is on the other line. I'm going to invite her to say hi in just a minute. And I just feel like mentioning that I've gotten a lot of feedback from a lot of people about this monthly gathering that we have. And the feedback is usually around words of inspirational and deeply touching and awakening of something within each person. But whatever it is, I intend it to be just whatever it's meant to be for you, whatever your all-knowing soul wants it to be, and whatever the spirit of the moment has as a gift for each of us. So I have usually no specific intentions except that, and this is what I want to invite all of us to right now, except that it's a time. It's a time for us to sit together, be together, bond together, and just in that context of where two or more are gathered, just open, just receive, just be in the arms of grace, in the embrace of infinite love, and just let the blessings, the gifts that are wanting to be here, just to be here in all of their glory and all of their fullness, in whatever way they want to come. So with that, I am just inviting all of us to be held. And I feel myself being held by you, and I feel myself in this moment holding you. So in whatever way it's meaningful to you, please just let yourself feel held by me, held by Donna, held by all of us. And just know that this is a time set aside for you. It's a time where you don't have to give out to anyone else. You don't have to perform in any particular way. You don't have to live up to any image you might have. It's just a time to be and let the very being of you happen. So with that, I've done my usual very superficial little bit of research here today. And do you know that on this day, May 14th, actually in the year 495 BC, I know you're saying, oh, I know exactly what that is, May 15th, 495 BC, you've got that memorized. There was a temple that opened in Rome, honoring the god Mercury. So I thought that was appropriate because we're sort of gathered in a temple here. And this one doesn't have to be all about the god Mercury. I unfortunately know very little about the god Mercury, except when I look at my thermometer every day. That was very bad, Bill. Very, very bad. But let me change the subject to something brighter. On this day in the year 1905, there was a city that was officially founded, and that's the city of Las Vegas, in which Donna and I happen to be sitting and living as we speak. And lastly, tomorrow is Independence Day in Paraguay. Isn't that adorable? So let me tell you about Donna. Donna has had an interesting day. It's been a very interesting day. You know, she's like dedicated to creating these beautiful slides, photos, pictures for those of you who are online with this time. And she's got actually three different computers in different places. And two of them were down, but her one at the office was working fine until today when she went to put these up. But she is a hero, and she has rescued the day. And Donna, hi. Would you like to say hi to us?
Well, sure. Hello, everybody. It's really nice that you have joined us. And yes, it has been a tricky week of computers teasing me constantly. But we're all here, and I just want to say welcome. And I hope those of you who are on the computer will enjoy the slides tonight. So welcome.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you, Donna, so much. One other thing I want to say before we jump in and I invite all of us to say hi to each other is that it was almost 2 years ago. Next month it'll be 2 years that we started these monthly gatherings. And somehow, you know, because of my terrible memory, I couldn't figure that out until this afternoon. I looked it up and I thought, 2 years, that's amazing. That's like forever. And the one reason I thought of it is I just wanted to share with you, I have noticed that from the point at which we started these a couple of years ago, that each month we build a momentum. We create, in a sense, a deeper, a grander space in which to meet. One that as I experience it, just allows and indirectly invites a lot more blessings. And so I thank you not just for being here this time, but if you've been here before, as I'm sure many of you have, I really thank you for your presence and for what that gives to each and every one of us. Even if you don't have a tangible sense of your impact on others who can't even see you, it's really sizable. So thank you for being you and for contributing to us. So I'd like to invite each and every one of us to say hello. And, of course, those of you online can say hello. You won't be audibly heard by those of us who are on the phone, but we'll catch your hello in our hearts. And I want to invite those on the phone and those who are tuning in later to this, and there are a lot of people who do that, to just welcome us, say hello to us, embrace us, and we let ourselves be led together as a group into whatever the blessings of the day are. So I think I'm pushing the right button. We are ready. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
Yo, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Whoa. Thank you all. Oh, that was just too adorable, just too adorable. So guess what? I sat down this afternoon. I just opened up to what focus do we want to have, at least verbally, keeping in mind that the verbal focus and what words come out of my mouth, they invite us to a particular something, but your truth, the truth in you will take this exactly where you need to go with it, and of course I'm inviting you, as I always do, to follow the breadcrumbs of your own truth and your own inner voice and your own inner knowing, your own inner nudges, simply because that always trumps everything else. Trumps is a great Las Vegas word, by the way. It's a gambling term. Anyway, these words came, four words, I think. Where is your home? Where is your home? And then I had a couple of other titles or expressions of that lingering in the background. One was, where do you live? Where do you live? And I don't mean Las Vegas or New York or Paraguay or wherever. But another one was, who are you? So those are kind of the theme. And I felt really inspired to dig into a poem that I wrote probably even several years now, not just a few, that's entitled Do You Remember? And it seems like this would be just a bit of a perfect intro to how we're here together. So this poem is all about you. It'll take just a few minutes to read. Look at you, pure, radiant, glamorous soul, beaming ray of infinity's light. I was just thinking about that sacred moment when your unbounded soul was graciously thrust from the blissful heart of divine love, only to land mightily on this precious earth, generously becoming one of us. Can you recall what it was like before that eventful trip? Your spirit so eternal, so free, your soul so immense, so vast. Can you remember being that brilliant ray of light, floating gleefully in endless fields of divine grace? Ah, you were so amazing, so limitless, so grand, a ray of bright sunshine to all around you, an unspeakable delight to behold. Now look at you, all dressed up in your very own human body, filled to overflowing with tender human emotions, stirred from within by rich dreams and passionate desires, daily transfixed by heartful creations and chosen successes. Yes, you've become an honest-to-goodness official human being. Good for you. Do you still remember your glowing light? Can you recall your beauteous soul, your amazing spirit, your infinite elegance, your mystical splendor? Your vast radiance, your endless wonder. they're all still here, you know. These dazzling qualities of your radiant past, they're fully alive and well, right here and now, in you, through you, around you, as you. Yes, there is much you now as then. Ah, look inside yourself. There they are. Search your beating heart. Your mighty spirit is smiling up at you. Find your deepest core. Your wise soul is there, quietly whispering to you. Dive into your creative thoughts. Your endless infinity is shining upon you. Open to your silent depths. Your vast light is right there, greeting you. Look all around you. Your radiant glow is shining brightly everywhere. Yes, look at you. Look at you. Humanly divine and divinely human. Matter and spirit dancing together. Earth and universe blended in harmony. Body and soul united in love. Limitless light breathing you and being breathed by you. Unbounded spirit alive in you and swirling all around you. Vast soul inspiring you and blessing everyone around you. Powerful universe expressing within you and expressed as you. Look at you. Look at you. And let's just be with those words for a moment. As you, quote, look at you, unquote. And with the title of that poem, Do You Remember? This focus, Where Is Your Home?, is inviting you to remember. To remember maybe in a way a little more focusedly than you already do. Maybe to find that home deep within you in a way that's stronger or that has more meaning. So let me start again by saying this. Here you are, very noticeably all dressed up in human clothes, looking sure enough like a full-fledged human being, like an amazing person. But who are you really, dressed up in these human clothes? What is it about this facet of you, this human quality of you that calls you, that really is your home? So even dressed up in this gorgeous human attire, and of course, you're absolutely beautiful as a human being. What do you really identify with? Where do you call home? Where does your heart live? What would your soul say is the real you? In short, maybe it's all about who are you, you mysteriously masked person. So I'm just going to wander through some possibilities. These are background music. And I'm going to start out when I was a psychologist. I found many who identified with the mind. And, of course, the psychology in many ways is one of those orientations that's very mind-centered. I remember my first job following my doctorate in psychology. I was in a university counseling center and taught courses at and was on the faculty of this university. And when I would walk into the faculty lounge and sit down with some of the other faculty, the conversation was always fascinating. It was always, oh, say, have you read so-and-so's latest book? And I'm fascinated with this theory. And I became really clear, my goodness, this is mind alive, mind in action. This was the love of the mind and the love of looking at life through the fascinating elegance of the mind. And I found so many of those people, just as I find so many scientifically oriented people, who would agree, I think, with René Descartes. Remember him, the philosopher, mathematician who lived, I think, in the 1600s, who said, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. Actually, I discovered he really didn't write that in Latin. the Cogito Ergo Sum is Latin. He wrote it in French because he wanted to speak to a larger sort of real people audience, if you will. And let me see if I can remember the French. Je pense, donc je suis. I think, therefore, I am, which sometimes, by the way, is translated as I'm thinking, I'm aware. I'm aware, therefore I exist, therefore I have life, which puts a little more juice to the words. But however we translate it, it's like, because I'm alive in the mind, I know I'm alive. And so if I'm identified in the mind, if I go to where's my home, and if my home is in the mind, to whatever degree, in whatever way, then I live the awareness level of life, and that gives life to me. It's just the most remarkable kind of thing. And so if any facet of you would say, my home is in the mind, you might say, I'm a thinker, if I ask who you are. I'm a thinker. And then also in those psychological years, I found a lot of deeply feeling people. You know, psychology is sort of the realm of the mind and the emotion. A lot of people who would say, I am my emotions, I am my feelings. And they often feel everything around them. Several of you, many of you, I'm sure, are like that. It's like you're very sensitized, very empathetic, if you will. And so just whatever the feeling juices of life are in yourself, in others, in the space in between, it's like you register it, you show up to it. It lives often and flows into every fiber of your body, in and through your nervous system, into your heart, where you experience it deeply. And so you experience life in and as and through the feeling quality, the emotional vibration of it. So I remember when I gave this talk to a group called Emotions Anonymous, and I won't go into the whole story of it because some of you have heard the whole story, but these are people who were, they felt overly emotional, and mostly whose partners who were highly mental wanted them to go to Emotions Anonymous so they could do a 12-step approach to not being so emotional. But anyway, I remember saying to them, how fortunate you are that you feel life. You feel yourself, that you've got an energetic, emotional grasp of, lens through which to see the vibrancy, the specialness of another person, of yourself, of the relationship between. So if you were one of those feeling people, and I said, who are you? You would probably say something like, ooh, I'm a feeler. And so you notice already the slant I'm putting on this is like as we move through, I'm just going to go through several aspects of ourselves that might or might not be our home. But the slant I'm putting on it, the implication I'm making is probably for each and every one of us, we don't have just one home. We might have a central home, but we probably live in a whole bunch of homes. So let me shift. When I was in my 20s, my first big awakening in life, my first big awakening into something special led me to the heart, not just my heart, but the heart of creation, the heart of existence. And that's where I found love. I just quickly, almost overnight, love became my home. I think before that I had tried living in the mind. I'd tried living in systems. I'd tried living other places. And nothing took, nothing worked. And I think love was my first home that I felt like, oh, this is me. And it was a time when, and I was in Europe at the time, when European existentialism said something like, existence is absurd, meaning life itself has no inherent meaning. Now, whether you buy that or not is not important, but that was the prevailing philosophy at the time. And I fell into that. I fell into the absolute meaninglessness, absurdity of it all. And I fell down into this place where nothing meant anything. And it was one of those semi-suicidal moments for me. And all of a sudden, in that moment of total emptiness, my heart said, try me. And so I just magnetically, energetically opened to my heart. And I found love. And love became my home. And so that's where, in those days, in Europe, Christian existentialism arose that said make love the meaning. In other words, European existentialism said there is no meaning except whatever meaning you choose to give it. And so I chose love. Or I think I should say love chose me. So if you'd asked me then, who are you, where's your home, I would have said, I am a lover, love is my home. So then later I became really enamored of what I want to call the realm of energy, the world of energy, the many dimensions of energy, the power of energy, the flow of energy. There was something about it, and I was more enamored of it at first in a scientific sense, if you will, as sort of in a universal sense. And so I followed energy out into the universe, where everything's energetically alive, where it's all interconnected, where everything's a flow, where it's creative and inventive. And I found myself getting really excited about the energied world, and then the energy within me started coming alive, and coming alive in a big way. It started coming alive in my chakras, if you will. It started coming alive in my body. It started coming alive in my nervous system. And I found inside me the same interconnectedness, inventiveness, flow, aliveness in the internal energy as is true in the external energy. And so my identity became universal. And so I felt myself being the energy of the universe. And so if someone had asked me, who are you, I would have said, I am the energetically alive universe. So I'm going to shift gears just a little bit after I take a little drink. And thank you, by the way, for just being open not only to these words, but to the nudges, the quiet suggestions, the inner whisperings, the breadcrumbs of your own truth, of your own home. And I say that because I feel deeply that I was moved to this focus of where is your home, because your home, no matter what that is wanting an intimate bond with you. So as I move on into other homes, I want to shift the focus off of me a little bit and just talk about a few or a number or a lot, actually, of spiritual people who are very drawn to the light, to their nature as light, to their nature as beings of light, light beings. And what I see about them is I notice that bit by bit, they see, sense, feel their identity moving into their light nature. It's like their human identity shifts more and more, often slowly, sometimes not so slowly, into their light nature. And just over a little time, they become beings of light. They feel themselves becoming that light. And that light could be the grace that lives in the middle of that light field. That light could be the infinite potential or possibilities that are the waves that just by being present in that light can easily, more gracefully, more powerfully come alive into their particle form, if you will. And so bit by bit, they become that light, and if we'd ask them, who are you, they would say either, I am the light, or I am a being of light. And then other spiritual people are very drawn to the divine, to the divine. I know people who are absolutely in love with what we call the divine, their creative source, whether in the form of a God, which is a very personal expression of the divine, or infinity, or essence, or being, or the divine. Whatever label we give it, which label is unimportant, they experience the divine in themselves, as themselves. And we have a word for that we call their God self. Or sometimes they just begin to experience the utter inner perfection of themselves and of creation, of the world and of the universe. And that divinity just takes over, and it offers them a sense of everything just is, because God or being or the divine just is. It's that essence, quality of life, of self. So if we'd ask those, and you may be one of them, who are you? They would say, you might say, I am simply divine. And you are. And then if I just shift again, I know these days, and many of you are here in this moment, who are very quantumly oriented. Those whose, let's say, personal roots feel very planted, not within creation, not primarily in the light field or the divine, but let's just call it outside of time and space, outside of creation. And they would say that their core nature, their deepest truth, their home is located in what we might call that quantum void, if you will, in maybe pure emptiness, or some would say in their very non-existence. And so if we'd ask them, where's your home, or who are you, they would say, I don't exist. My home is beyond existence. Or they might say, I'm non-being. So whatever your home, I just sort of led us through some options, if you will, some possibilities. But for others, like I know a number of people who, if I asked that question, they would say, my home is the earth. My home is Gaia. My home is this planet of love, this lush Mother Divine incarnation called planet Earth that enriches me and gives me of her gifts, or his gifts if you prefer. They're in a deep love affair with that Earth, and they feel themselves, experience themselves as the richness of that Earth, as the wonder of that Earth, as the magic of that Earth, as the power of that Earth, as the love of that Earth. And they don't need anything else, because all the rest is contained in their very earthiness. And some of them find that very much in their body. And so if you ever run into someone who's deeply in love with their body, and granted, we live in societies in the world today where very few people are deeply in love with their bodies. But if you found any of them, if they were in your space, you would look at that, I think, with a sense of awe, a sense of amazement, like, whoa, here's somebody who's passionately having a deep love affair with his, her own physicality, own physical energetic fabric, own body, that Gaia that it has taken the form of this body, as much as they would love the heart and soul of the earth itself. And it's just as within, so without, and vice versa. So we could go all sorts of directions. But the real question, I think, is where do you live? Just as we've done this brief little tour, where's your home? Who are you? You who are, if you recall, all dressed up in these adorable human clothes, being this really cool human being. Is your identity solidly grounded in the humanness, human beingness, being a lot about consciousness, awareness, mind, truth, and second, about energy, vitality, life force, emotion, etc.? Is it more spiritually, from a holistic point of view, body, mind, emotion, spirit? Is it more in the spirit? Is it more in your light? Is it more in your divinity? Deep down within you, is it more in your soul? And I haven't even mentioned the word soul. Is it more in your heart? Is it more just in the unmanifest magic of creation? I know a number of people who are just magicians. They look like little elves, and they act like elves, and they have this neat connection to the magic, the mystery, the capacity to pull a rabbit out of a hat. Well, maybe not that, but to manifest miracles, and they have this deep bond with just how the magic, whether it's the magic of grace or the magic of divinity or just the magic that's inherent in creation or inherent in their own selves, they're alive to that. And that magic might be their home. But again, there could be a thousand, a million, a gazillion other homes. Where's your home? Where's your home? In truth, I think you're probably, in some way, quote, all of the above, unquote. There's probably everything that I've mentioned and more that if we ask them would say, yes, I'm your home. So you're all of that, I'm all of that, we're all of that. And yet, often at some given point in your life, you specialize. Like for me, I specialized in love, and I specialized in light, and I specialized. So at some point, like now, you maybe specialize in one or more or two or a few of these homes. And you maybe step a bit out of that allness that you are, and one of these identities just grabs you, and it grabs you for a purpose. It grabs you because it's just really important that at this moment in your life, that home opens its doors, invites you in, embraces you, holds you, gives you its special life, gives you its gifts, gives you its blessings, invites you into it, invites you to become it. As you just let go deeper and deeper and deeper into that home, never really leaving the others. It's just that when one home is dominant, the others tend to kind of step back to the back burner, give you exactly the time, the focus, the energy, the space you need in this home. Gee, I wonder, is there a home that either has called you recently and you're in, or is calling you now? And is saying, look, look at me, look at me. I'm your home for now. I've got something for you. I've got a gift. I've got a gift. What might be that home? So I feel really moved over, I don't know, I think the next 10 minutes or so, to invite us to a tour, a very special tour. Kind of a deep personal tour. It's a tour of you and, of course, of me and of all of us. And I want to say it this way. Let's visit together and you individually. Let's visit your whole being. Let's visit your expansive self, your complete being, and see which home or which homes just show up, which ones reach out to you, which ones maybe call you or downright claim you. Let's allow the truth of who you are, who we are, to guide our journey and show us what for this moment is our real home. Show us what is our sublime source. Show us what is our deepest roots. What is our truest identity? And so just as we're on our way to this tour, let's just all let go. Let go, let's surrender, and let our natural home call us. And if any of us would hear some kind of calling, and in our mind we might say, oh no, surely not that, we might want to think twice and say, well, maybe surely that. Maybe that's a breadcrumb that's worth pursuing. Maybe that's an inner voice worth listening to. Maybe there's some facet of us that that is just coming alive now that we've never thought of. I was sharing with Donna this morning after I woke up that I spent some time awake during the middle of the night just hanging out with whatever was inside. And there was a facet of me that just got my attention. It's the same thing as this, come to think of it. And started talking to me from inside, and not just gave me a perspective I never had before, but showed me a focus I never had before, and invited me, at least for this moment in time, to live in that home for a bit. So my words are going to be the tour guide's words. I want to invite you to let go and let the tour take its own form, its own shape within you. Listen to my words, to whatever you feel whatever degree you feel moved, but ignore them in whatever way you feel moved. So I'm going to start with our physical body and wind up wherever. So here's our tour. We let go. We just go to this self, this dressed in human clothes being that we are, this masked, amazing presence that we are, and we just look at this physical body. As I mentioned before, this is your very personalized earth, so externally you're a person living on a planet called Earth or Gaia. Internally, personally, you are that Gaia. So you are the Earth. You are this precious, beautiful, rich, energy-filled, gift-giving, maternal, as in Mother Earth, loving, caring, tender, powerful, powerful planet. Just as this Earth spins around the sun, so in your atomic and subatomic makeup that creates this physical form of you, you spin. Your chakras spin, if you will. Your energy in and through your organs spin and move and carry life. And this body, they often say, holds the truth. Some people say you can't trust your mind, but you can always trust your body. Your body is a veritable, endless treasure trove of the truth of who you are. It's not just an energy field, and it's very much that. It's not just the basis of your life force, and it's so much that. It's you. It's you. It's a home. It's a loving, holding, embracing, all-caring home. Your body is probably one of the most tangible, unconditional lovers that you've got. And even though we judge the body and we cuss out the body and we regret that the body has these symptoms or those symptoms, this body, even through its symptoms, this body is in love with you. This body is ever, ever embracing, caring about, filling you with gifts in relation to, and just holding in the highest esteem this you that you are. So in truth, you are this body, this Gaia, this sacred embodiment of the divine called your physical body. And in whatever way you feel a home here, I'm going to just, as the tour guide, move us along. And of course, if you need to stay there, stay there, and you'll catch up to me whenever it's important, if it is. I'm going to shift to what we tend to call your emotional body. Those emotions we talked about a little earlier, all those feelings, those energies, all the way from the emotions we tend not to like sadness and grieving and emptiness and depression and anger and pain and fear, and all the rest. And the other emotions that we tend to gravitate toward, that we tend to want and wish for and just really celebrate when we have them, the joy, the love, the juicy emotions, the celebration, the compassion, the feeling of oneness and intimacy, and all the ones that just leave us feeling so very, very, very alive. We really are, just as we are the body, just as we are everything else, we are these emotions. And yes, we often don't understand them, but these emotions are an expression of a deeply, deeply, deeply feeling you. And yes, they express in, as we categorize it into dualistic terms, they express in positive and negative ways. but these emotions don't feel positive or negative. They just feel. And so deep down, before we even put them in the camp of positive or negative or desirable or undesirable, they're an expression of the real, real, real you. In every emotion, there's a truth. In every emotion, there's a valid, right, appropriate, even important expression of the deepest you, the clearest you, the strongest you, speaking a language. And so the real you, the you that is your home, speaks the language of the body, and now speaks the language of emotion, and this language of emotion is you. So you are this emotional body. And then, again, stay with that as long as you would like, if that calls you, if that invites you. And as the tour guide, I'm moving us a little farther into what I want to call the world of your awareness. This is sometimes what we call the world of the mind, conscious, unconscious, subconscious, superconscious, divinely conscious, existentially conscious, just our awareness, your awareness. And I just invite you to kind of hang out in this awareness, in this knowing, in this this consciousness that you are. Yes, you are body. Yes, you are emotion. You are consciousness. You are awareness embodied. You are the awareness of everything, everywhere, and nowhere. And that awareness lives not just in the space of your brain and your conscious mind, but it lives in every organ. It lives in every cell. It lives in the what they call the emotional mind, in the heart, in the primal mind, in the gut. It lives in your over the forest vision. It lives in your inside the forest vision. It's the you that knows. It's the you that stories. It's the you that theorizes. It's the you that believes. It's the you that creates paradigms and theories and interpretations about this and that, so that you can understand, and through that understanding, quote, the truth shall set you free, unquote. That awareness is infinite and endless and lasts forever and ends never. And it's you. You are all of that, both outside of your body and inside of your body. And it may be that awareness is an enormous home for you. And so if it calls you, stay with that awareness and let it speak to you, let it invite you, let it involve you into itself, let it immerse you into its embrace, and let awareness call you home. And then as the tour guide, I want to move us in whatever way you feel moving with me to our heart, to our very heart-centered love. And that love is supreme. That love is the divinely expressed, endlessly rich capacity for oneness, for unity with everything, every living thing, every unliving thing, every real thing, every unreal thing, every person, every situation, every element of yourself. It's an amazing space, this heart space. It calls so many of us to a home. It's a sacred home. It's a tender home. It's a beautifully intimate home. It's a home where you can curl up in your heart and not just read a good book, but feel the embrace of the divine, sacred love that is, that has no judgment, that is unconditional, that sees and knows the truth of you and holds you in that pure truth all the time. It's the safest zone that could ever be anywhere, is this zone of your heart's love. It's a space where if that's truly your home and you go there and you unpack your bags there and you move in there and you let love move you and carry you and go with all of its invitations, and know that in every invitation you carry that love with you, you are that love, and that that love is the power behind your throne, then life takes on a totally, totally new, fresh, exciting, adventuresome meaning. And if love calls you, if love says, I'm your home, you may want to get off our tour right now for a bit and just let yourself be fully loved. And the tour is going to continue into light, into beautiful, expansive, potential-rich, grace-filled, endless light. We are all beings of light. You are light. In fact, even science tells us that your body is 99.9% light, that everything about you is a being of light, that the vast majority of you is empty space, which is light. But that's the scientific language of it. The very personal language of it is, wow, that light holds every possibility of everything. That light is all about your growth, your expansion, your fullness, your wholeness. That light is a propelling force that with love and engineered by love and operating through love just gently, beautifully moves you into itself, into yourself, into the full light being that you are, where you find your fullest, most whole, most dynamic self, a self that's got no limitations, a self that's just open to and ready for every possibility. And I've found that whenever I've helped people move into their light, the doors open that just otherwise have not opened. And so it's my wish, my desire, and for a few of you, my loving, loving command that in this very moment, as you enter into that field of your light, the infinite light, the everything light, that a door opens now, that a door opens now, that otherwise, because maybe your home or sense of home has been locked a little bit more elsewhere, couldn't happen. If that light, this light calls you, this might be your time to get off the bus and hang out in that light. Let that light immerse you in itself. Let that light call you to its might. Let that light take you over. Let that light fill you with its gifts that are beyond description. Let that light be you and you be that light as I move on with an invitation for the rest of us to our divinity, to our very essence, to our very core, to the simplest I am self that we are. That divine godness, goddessness, divine father, divine mother, that purest space that we usually sense in our soul. Often our soul is called that localized home of the divine. And so the divine is out there, very transcendent, and the divine is in here, in our soul, very imminent within us. That divine, that soul, is a home to every one of us. I wonder if it calls to you, for as does the divine, that soul, that indwelling space of the divine, not just the divine out there, but the divine that you are, it holds the real truth of you. It can easily say to you, you are perfect. And because it comes from this divine knowing, you know the truth of that. And the divine may be, in this moment, the home that has your very name on it, as well as maybe a few other homes. And let me go to two other homes before we conclude our tour. First is the home of what earlier I called the quantum void. if you, and if not, then there's no need to go here. If you feel called to a space, or more technically a non-space, outside of creation, beyond and predating time and space, if somehow your deepest roots feel grounded somewhere else, somewhere that makes no sense, somewhere that has no linearity, somewhere that doesn't even exist, but somehow illogically you just feel like, oh, that's my home, that's where invisible, intangible, non-existent as it is, that's where I feel like I live. If that's the case, then this quantum void, this infinite emptiness, this nowhereness that predates all creation, which houses an invisible something that we can only call, and it's an inadequate word, power. It's the very power that out of which the Big Bang came, if you will. And you may be rooted there, homed there, honed there. That may be your core. That may be your truth. That may be the power behind the throne of your whole humanness. That may be the peace you've been missing as you've trudged through other homes and found each one meaningful, but, oh, not quite it. And if this seems to have your name on it, again, feel free to just get off the bus, Gus, here, and just be nowhere for a bit. Oftentimes, if you are, it takes you into a state of unconsciousness where you just conk out for a minute, a few minutes, or whatever, and you come to not having the foggiest clue where you've been, but you've been nowhere. In a very, very grounding, truth-giving way. And last, before we stop, I want to suggest that there are many, many other homes. So I just want to give a space for a minute to anything else that's not been mentioned. Anything that something in you may be saying, look here, or what about this, or this is who you are, or this is where you're sourced. Or this is what's important to be plugged into. What is that? What is that for you? And while you're there, just in conclusion, being the tour guide, I'm just going to thank you for this tour. And for those of you who got off on many stops, I want to thank you for being so hearing, so aware, so attentive. For those of you who got off on one stop with a bit of an aha of, oh, this really calls me now, I want to thank you. For any of you who maybe felt like, gee, it was a great tour, but nothing really jumped out at me, it could be because any of two things. One, maybe they all are there and it's a moment in your life when it's about unity. It's about wholeness. It's not about any particular one. It's about how they all come together into the unified self that you are. Or two, maybe it's just that, and this has been the case for me in many instances, that maybe there's something else that doesn't even have a name, that doesn't even have a history, that we've never identified in our human language system, that truly, truly is your home. And if that's the case, I invite you to trust that and go there even if you don't know where you're going. Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. I would love to turn this over to any of us who feels like you'd like to share anything. Again, I want to mention this is not a time for questions. But if you just want to share anything personal, then I would be just thrilled to have you do that. If you're on the web, if you're online with us, then feel free to find that little box that's there and just type in whatever you'd like, and that will show up when I click my little place here for that. And if you're if you happen to be on the telephone, you might want to instead get off the telephone and put it up to your ear. Very bad joke, Bill. All you need to do, let me see, what is it? Press *2, and that will show me that you'd like to say something, and I'm delighted to call on you to do that. So, again, if there's anybody, we are so ready, and I show nobody on the web as of this moment and nobody on the phone as of this moment. So we'll just give this a couple minutes, and as you all know, oftentimes right after an experience like this, it's both a little hard to come out into a space where we can put our thoughts together in the mind and then express those. So let me just check the web once again. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. It's precious Adrian from Hawaii. Oh, this is too adorable. Ho, 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 hello, 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 heaven, oh, heaven, oh, heaven, oh, questions, ha, ha, is playfulness all that matters, ha, ha, any comments on my love life, ha, ha, that is adorable. Adrian, you are just the bestest, you just, it's wonderful. Oh, here's Al from Philly, healing and playing with the magic in Philly. One of my homes. That is so precious, so precious. Thank you, Al. I agree. You are the magic man. Wonderful. Thanks. And I'm going to go back to here. We have nobody on the phone who's got her or his hand up. So I tell you what, it happens to be a few minutes to six, or a few minutes to the end of the hour. It's 6 o'clock here in Las Vegas, but let me just see. Yep. Okay, I was just doing my last checking. Oh, looky. We've got somebody from area code 301, and I'm just unmuting you. Hi there.
Well, hi, Selena.
Well, Selena, hello.
I just wanted to say hello and thank you to both you and Donna.
Oh, sweet. Well,
and I'm still waiting for you to show up here this year.
Okay. And here, of course, is the East Coast of the United States. Selena happens to be a master of the hypnotic suggestion. Thank you, Selena. And thank you for those wonderful words.
Yeah, that was just wanted
impressive.
To say hi.
Oh, thanks. Bye-bye. That was too delicious. Okay, so thank you, everybody. This has been so absolutely delightful. I just want to mention that our next get-together is a month from now, Thursday, June the 11th. And then I just want to do a couple little words since we've got a minute or so here. Not just of gratitude, but just to put maybe a little underline to this whole theme of home. I frankly feel like, and this just comes from, I think, just a lot of my experiences and a lot of way life has shown itself to me, but I feel like each and every one of us embodies everything. I mean just everything without limit. And in one sense, from one approach, I feel like the purpose of being human is it's like a big treasure hunt. That we get born and we forget. We forget that we are everything. We forget that we are nothing. We forget that we're this and that and that. And so our whole life is a grand treasure hunt. And we hunt outside and we hunt inside for all the treasures. And to me, the greatest treasure hunt is internal, in that everything that's external lives in this self. So when I ask the question, where is your home? I feel like we have all these homes that are within us, and at any given point, it's time for us to discover one of those treasures, just an amazing home that has our name on it so that we can re-own it, re-identify with it, sink into it, become it, get immersed in it, and literally be whatever that is, and then we move on to the next treasure hunt. And I feel like the ideal is that by the end of a lifetime, if you will, or if you're into reincarnation, at the end of X number of lifetimes, however you want to image that, that we've had the privilege of discovering the allness, the everythingness, the nothingness, the beauty, the whatever that's here, and hold and see and experience in this self that we are, that we are the divine and we are the light and we are everything, and we're all of that tangibly. And that to me is the beauty of earthiness and humanness, is that we've got a tangible experience of, a tangible grip on everything that's otherwise intangible and light and magnificent, but not experienceable the way it is here. So with that, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for the home that you are in at this moment. I thank you for all the homes that you occupy, because you're a beautiful, beautiful mirror to all of us. So I would love to press my magic button, have all of us, even those on the web and those who are visiting, as well as those on the phone, say a precious goodbye, embrace each other. We wish you a wonderful month. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Bill.
Goodbye.
Bye,
Bill.
Bye.
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 Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.